You're listening to SBS News.
At least 1 million Australians have downloaded the COVID-19 Tracer app, Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt announced on Twitter just hours after it was released. The COVID-safe mobile phone app became available for download on Sunday and uses Bluetooth technology to help contact people exposed to coronavirus.
It's the most basic of data. It's simply about helping to save your life, to protect your life, and to protect the lives of our nurses and doctors and those with whom they come in contact.
Mr. Hunt said anyone concerned about privacy could use a fake name when they registered. The government hopes a broader testing regime combined with the contact tracing app will lead to an earlier relaxation of the economic shutdown. Australian Medical Association President Tony Bartone says the app is an important part of Australia's response to the pandemic.
The COVID-19 Safe app will assist in automating part of that contact tracing process. That laborious, slow process which, together with the marvellous community response, has been implicitly responsible for reducing the spread of COVID-19 in the community and flattening the curve.
Annie Butler, National Secretary of the Australian Nursing and Midwifery Foundation, says as a registered nurse, she would be downloading the app.
The app is not intended as a panacea. It is just an additional measure along with all the other measures that have been put in place and will continue to be put in place to manage the COVID-19 pandemic in Australia. I'm no technical expert at all, but my understanding is that this operates by a Bluetooth handshake, and right now it's the only safe handshake we're allowed to have.
The Business Council of Australia has also thrown its support behind the app. The organisation's chief executive, Jennifer Westacott, says the more Australians who download it, the safer we will all be and the more quickly we can begin to ease restrictions. New research from the Australia Institute shows 45% of Australians said they would use the mobile app, while 28% said they wouldn't. A further 27% were unsure. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Cassandra Bain, SBS News.